Meredith Portman always knew she wanted to be a mother, and after being a foster mom, she adopted her daughter, Brianna. Meredith sat down with her mom and Brianna at StoryCorps in Mobile. They reminisce about Brianna's adoption day and share their hopes for the future.
So, Mom, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an Alabama girl. I was born in Birmingham, Alabama. And both my mother and my dad went to University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa. So I thought, I've just got to go back to Tuscaloosa. That's where I met my husband, Martin Snitzer. I had always wanted to be a mother. So when we got married, Martin said, I've got to get my degree before we have children. So we had cats. Then so finally, after 7 years, I had Melanie. And then Meredith came along 3 years later, and then Marcy was 5 years later.
She was a mistake.
She was not a mistake.
You never thought you'd be a grandmother.
No, I didn't, because Melanie didn't want children, Marcy didn't want children. You did, and you were a foster mother for how many children?
I was a foster parent for 3 children before I got Brianna. And I will never forget when I met Brianna. So I was so excited that on the way, I got a speeding ticket. So I'm sitting there with the cop, and I'm just, and the social worker calls me, and she's like, where are you? And I couldn't tell her where I was. I couldn't tell her I'd been pulled over. I mean, that wouldn't be a good start to the relationship there. She'd say, well, you're clearly not responsible enough for this child. So I finally got through with him, and I remember showing up in the parking lot, and it was very desolate. It was dark. And you came out, and you said, are you my new mama? And I said, yes. And you looked so cute. I mean, it was right around Valentine's Day, and you had your hair in a bow, and it had hearts on it. And the dog was with you, and you said, bye-bye, Patches. I know I'm supposed to cry, but I'm not going to. And I thought, you were just such a tough kid.
I do remember the first time that I went to your house, and I didn't really have, like, a room at that point, so we just put all my stuff in the living room.
I remember you. The hallway was full of boxes. Would you say that we're different?
Well, by age.
Well, that's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth. I'm probably the oldest mother among your friends. What do you think you want to be when you grow up, Bea?
I still want to be a lawyer. I have been studying the law ever since I was 4. And did you know it is illegal to carry ice cream in your back pocket in Alabama? It's illegal to do that. And I didn't know that, but I learned that 4 years ago.
Well, I hope you didn't learn it the hard way.
No, I didn't. No, but after I become a lawyer, I want to become a judge. What are your hopes for me?
Well, my hopes are that you are happy, first and foremost. My hope is that you find a career that you can blossom in, that speaks to you, that you are excited to do every day of your life. My hope is that you find a partner that loves and respects you and supports you. My hope is that you have a lot of adventures and you travel. That's my hope for you.
I think she's the best mother I have ever known of all my acquaintances. She's very devoted, and as I told Brianna one time, your mom is on your side. You can always count on her.
That is true. Yes, that is true.
These interviews were recorded at StoryCorps, StoryCorps.org, a national initiative to record and collect stories of everyday people. Excerpts were selected and produced by Alabama Public Radio and are sponsored by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.